This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. World leaders expressed grave concern Sunday, a day after Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip killed 8 more children and demolished a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. Israel's Air Force flattened a 13-floor Gaza building Saturday housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the U.S.-based Associated Press news agency after warning to evacuate. Al Jazeera's Jerusalem bureau chief accuses Israel of attempting to silence reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a phone call Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressed his grave concern over the flare-up of violence, as well as the safety of journalists, according to the White House. Palestinian health officials say Israeli air and artillery strikes on Gaza since Monday have killed 145 people, including 41 children, and wounded another 1,100. Israel's military claims Palestinian armed groups have fired at least 2,300 rockets at Israel, killing 10 people, including a child and a soldier, and wounding over 500. Its air defenses have intercepted many rockets. Gaza has no such system. The U.S. State Department says an American envoy will hold talks Sunday with Israeli leaders before meeting Palestinian officials to seek a sustainable calm. The U.N. Security Council also meets Sunday to discuss the violence. Washington blocked a meeting scheduled for Friday and is being criticized for not doing enough to stop violence. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators staged protests across the world, including in Paris, where police used water cannons against